Heading toward Independence Day, officials in the city of Albany are promoting fireworks safety. In advance of the 4th of July, officials are reminding residents to exercise extreme caution when using fireworks. In 2015, New York left it up to individual counties to permit the sale and personal use of small fireworks. Albany County said yes, and items like sparklers and holiday packages reappeared on store shelves for the first time in years. Acting Albany Police Chief Robert Sears.
There's going to be fireworks out there, we know that, even regardless. And if we think that there's, if anyone thinks that there's anything illegal, anyone thinks someone's unsafe, or it's becoming a real problem, call the regular number, 438-4000, the police will come, and if it's a true emergency, please call 911, and we will respond as fast as we can.
In May, citing an increase in emergency calls around the 4th, Schenectady County legislators repealed the 2015 law. Columbia County also said no to small fireworks, which are also taboo next door in Massachusetts. Albany Fire Chief Warren Abriel points out that any igniting of permitted fireworks, like sparklers, should be adult-supervised.
Never point fireworks at any person. Never throw fireworks at another person. Be sure you have a bucket of water or a garden hose available in case there is any mishaps. And finally, always remember to soak spent fireworks in a bucket of water or with a garden hose, so you don't end up igniting any type of trash fire.
Independence Day noise can be trying for household pets, small children, and others. Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan suggests revelers follow this rule of thumb.
Anything that shoots up in the air is not legal. Anything that creates a big boom is not legal. And it's resulting in injury. It's resulting in a huge increase in response calls. And our Commissioner Jones of our Department of Recreation, Youth and Workforce Services pointed out, you know, we have a number of veterans who live in this community for whom these fireworks can trigger PTSD. We have young children who hear these loud noises, and it's really frightening. And, for seniors, we get calls because people can't distinguish. Are those gunshots that are going off? Are they fireworks? And so we want to demonstrate for people very visually what is permitted and what isn't permitted, and that's what today was all about. So we want to make sure that people are on notice that when we get those calls, if we show up and there are illegal fireworks there, they will be confiscated and people can ultimately be ticketed and fined.
Chief Sears says when it comes to illegal fireworks, city police rarely make arrests.
Typically, we try to deal with them in a conversational way, and most people are pretty good, but there's a lot of the times we don't get the opportunity to have that conversation.
There are photos and videos at WAMC.org of illegal and legal fireworks. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.